day, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also,
finance.
4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson, will you be there? I'm sure the peds will be there.
Tonight?
Tonight. Have that.
You think?
This would be a chance to meet up with Carson again with your resume. You're going to start this new year off. We're going to tear things down a
you
little
think
bit.
No booth?
Well, we won't have a booth tonight because it's going to be electric in there. We're 16-0, ranked 8th, correct, Jake? Is it 8th?
Yes, highest ranking eighth. Since 1966.
Is there any thought of you going to this game?
1966. No, we've made that clear early on.
That's an unfair question.
Who should go? Jake and Connor. They fit this better. And Tony, right? Tony
his wife, Danny. From Shelby, yes.
Not the Bus Boom, not Danny.
No, not her. But she might have had a ticket, too.
I also had an offer
from Teresa Boyk from Boyk Farm Outfitters. We see Carly in here recording ads once
a month. She comes in all the time.
Yeah. That's Carly. Teresa is the co-owner of Boyk Farm Outfitters, but Carly works with them.
She comes in and cuts ads.
Carly does.
Yeah.
Teresa is the co-owner of the company. Yes, she's in here once in a while, but not very often. She's wonderful.
And that was an unfair. By the way, apologies to Bill. That's 8 o'clock.
You like to put me on the spot. One of your things. That's one of your new things that you're really into this year.
It's been
one of your resolutions. Let's try to make Bill uncomfortable.
I don't know why I did that.
No.
I knew you weren't going.
I tried to help, Dad. Also, if there's anyone that lives in Cozad, can we do some sort of a welfare check on McSafety?
I haven't heard from
him.
What's going on? Anyone in Cozad, could they go to McSafety's house immediately?
Go straight to the recliner.
Yes, go and then see.
That's where he sleeps.
He did text in yesterday saying that he saw John in the background. Please go say hi to John for me, please.
But we've not seen McSafety for over a month now.
It's not like Greg's been running in here very fast.
All of a sudden, are we losing some of our cast of characters?
What's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on with this?
Greg, chime in.
Yes.
Where's Greg been at? Yeah, he missed last week, too.
Yeah.
He's at the dentist, he told me.
Probably again.
That never-ending dentist again.
Never-ending tooth problem.
Greg, chime in.
Yes, and then also McSafety. Someone in Cozad, get over there. If there's an available haymaker, get over, just check on McSafety.
His name is Dennis.
His name is Dennis, though, but he answers to McSafety.
He does.
And he played safety in high school.
In 1963, 1964.
Rangy.
Creek got him one year. They got him back
the
next year.
I never describe him as Rangy.
No, more of a spark plug.
Right.
More of a spark plug type guy.
It is time for, I think, our last edition of the year of NFL winners and losers because there's just so few games coming up.
Yeah, I agree.
Enough games this past weekend to do it.
Let's do it.
Rip it.
Our last edition of the year of NFL winners and losers starts right now. It's sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is chili season still. And if you don't have a dollop of cheese spread on your chili, what are you doing?
And what are you
What's
doing?
What's wrong with you?
I told Laura last night, I finished off the Fuhrer's yesterday. Because I grab it and I just get like a couple Doritos, take a couple bites, and then put it back away. Yeah.
And the key word here is dollop, you know?
That's a good idea.
Find it at most local grocers, Fuhrer's cheese spread.
Me using a Dorito cracks you up? That's the funniest thing you've ever heard?
He's just a picture of you wandering around the house, stopping for a Dorito
and some Fuhrer's cheese.
Yeah, and then wandering off.
I'd wonder,
10 minutes later.
I wonder, I mean, she could just wander around the house.
Number one.
I don't have a job.
Yes, you do. You're doing it right now.
Biggest winner, I already mentioned him on the show, Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson hates the Packers. Ben Johnson had some questionable calls. They were like 1-for-5 on fourth downs and overcame some turnovers. And won this game 31-27 to play the Rams round two. Ben Johnson, I just love what he brings to the Bears and the rivalry. I love it. Thank you, Ben, for being who you are.
It's coaching matters, right? He's a good example.
You know what's funny? To see the incredible enthusiasm after the game and in the locker room and all those things. But during the game, He doesn't even move.
Nope.
It's like a mannequin.
He's like Signetti out there.
Yeah. Is that right? But he doesn't even make the annoyed face. He's just like,
stone face.
That's it. It's interesting.
Biggest winner, Ben Johnson, the Bears. Congrats to them. Big win for them. Number two, this guy, it's hard to stop. On the road, Josh Allen for the Bills. 28 for 35 for 273 and a touchdown. Also, two rushing touchdowns. The game winner with 1 minute to go. Bills win 27-24 at Jacksonville. And if they don't have Josh Allen, no chance they win that game.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. He is that important to that team.
And beat the Jags. Jags had an unbelievable year. Home field.
That was a fun game.
They went in there and won.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a tough blow for Jacksonville.
I wish the Bills were better, though, for one reason. I love seeing this time of year when the snow is incredible up there, and they have to, and people have to come in and help them scoop out the. Yes. They don't get a home game.
Oh, they don't.
No, now they're going to Denver, right?
Yeah, going. Yep.
But you might see some cold there.
Might be some cold there. I like right now the games have been like it's like they're in Tampa every day. It's like
there was some snow in Chicago, but that's about it.
It wasn't much.
It went away.
I want to see some weather.
Number three, another great quarterback who might be the MVP of the league, Matthew Stafford, refuses to age. He had the back problem before the season. Guess you would never know. He's been exceptional this year for the Rams. The comeback win, 24-42, 304, three touchdowns. The game winner with 130 to go. The throw to Colby Parkinson. Great throw and catch. Panthers played well, but 34-31 Rams will play the Bears this weekend in the NFL playoffs.
And that game is where?
That is in Chicago.
When is that game? Is it a night game? Sometime on Saturday.
I
hope it's the night game because that place was electric at night. Soldier Field. Which we're going to
That will be at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday on NBC and Peacock. Okay. Number four, Drake May. You thought, hey, playoffs are here. Will he show some signs of rust or some signs of nerves? No. 17 for 29, 268, a touchdown and a pick. Also, 10 carries for 66 yards as the Patriots beat the Chargers 16-3 on to the next round. Patriots will play the Texans, who won last night, 2 p.m. on Sunday. Speaking of the Texans, our last winner, it wasn't the prettiest first half. They had some issues with turnovers. They actually had three turnovers in this game, but they still put up 30 points. They beat the Steelers 30-6. First ever road playoff win for the Texans. Franchise.
What?
Remember, they have made the playoffs now 9 times. All 8 other times were division winners. So they had a home game.
It's just shocking to me that they made the playoffs that many times. You know, I really don't even think about them.
And this is their first road playoff.
First road playoff.
Congratulations.
30-6 over Pittsburgh. Speaking of Pittsburgh, our top loser, their offense. Again, they were gifted 3 turnovers and they put up 175 yards of offense at home.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was 6 points. Ooh. Is all the Steelers
who's that OC?
Arthur Smith, he's not very popular in the league. He's with the Titans before. The Falcons head coach didn't work out well there at all. But 30-6, they lose. We'll see what happens to Mike Tomlin. He's back.
175 is paltry. I mean, you're just not doing anything.
Yeah,
nothing at all.
And it was an absolute. I mean. Rodgers got absolutely obliterated several times. I mean, they're really good on defense, but it was like, wow. I'm not going, this is not even, there's a time I was going, like, we should just call this game.
It's just that bad.
That's what it felt like.
Number two loser, a player in a game, A.J. Brown, 3 catches, 25 yards in the 23-19 loss to the Niners. He had a big drop in this game.
A.J. Brown?
He had an altercation with Nick Sirianni on the sidelines. They're not happy with each other. Not a great season for A.J. Brown. He was underwhelming this season as the team was underwhelming in their first round loss, but I'm curious where they go because right now things are not smooth with AJ Brown and the Eagles.
People.
Number three loser. This guy cost the team 7 points, 2 missed field goals, and an extra point. I'm talking Brandon McManus, the kicker for the Packers. Misses a 53 yarder before halftime, which is acceptable. Misses it just left. Then missed a 30 some yarder wide right, and he shanked an extra point. As well. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. Would have put him up by 12 instead of 11-point lead. Yeah,
the missed field goal was late.
Yes,
was huge.
It was massive.
If not, they're just driving down to make a field goal to win the game instead of having to score a touchdown.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. So McManus, 7 points cost to the Packers in their loss to the Bears. Number four loser, the Chargers offensive line. 6 sacks allowed for 40-some yards against the Patriots. Now, that defense has been great for New England, but they also only had 207 total yards of offense did L.A.
Both Harbaugh's out.
John Harbaugh is looking for a job, and Jim Harbaugh, is out of the postseason. Number five loser, back to the Bears-Packers game. Big drop. We mentioned it on the show yesterday, but Jaden Reed, the receiver for the Packers, huge drop on that final drive that would have put him in a better position to score with more time left.
Pure drop?
Yeah. It was a bad drop.
Yeah.
Ugh. Bad drop.
Yeah, Jordan Love dropped one on him, and he dropped it.
Romeo Doubs was the guy that kept them alive in that game with receptions, but Jaden Reed, bad drop.
The human element.
Packers out. They were at one point seen as the favorite to win it all before the season. 9-8-1 they finished at in a first-round exit to the Bears.
Damn.
That is your
good job.
NFL
Thanks, Jake.
Wild Card Weekend.
That was good.
Losers sponsored by Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. Be like Bill and dip your Dorito in Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
Walk around the house aimlessly and eat Doritos and Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
This sounds delightful to me.
Wander off.
Wander off and just drift off and to another room, then drift back in. And
we all do it, though. A lot of dudes do it. I just catch myself opening the fridge for no reason and staring at it. Not even intending to get anything.
Or
staring.
Or just hoping that somehow.
Just man code. We all do that.
Yeah, just the refrigerator gods showed up, and all of a sudden, like, oh, wow, look at this. There is a cheesecake in here. I didn't even know there was a cheesecake. Now it's here.
It's dying.
Oh, sometimes you open a thing and there's a big surprise.
Oh, Sean says, I finished up a bowl of Fuhrer's this past weekend.
A bowl.
Okay. Very aggressive. There you go. Thank you.
Fuhrer's is really good.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. I heard the call yesterday. We did yesterday NFL kickers in the playoffs. So, because you guys asked for it, I will do it. NFL kickers of the 1970s is our topic today. If you think you know your kickers from 50-some years ago.
This is
no cheating.
Okay.
No cheating.
Make sure people aren't Googling stuff. I don't know. Just making sure.
This is better times.
This is better times.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. 0-1, the record on the week, but that was the same case last week. You went 3-2 still.
We got smoked yesterday, Bill.
Yeah, it was ugly.
It's not good. You guys feel okay about NFL kickers from the 70s?
I do.
Though?
Yeah.
I think we have a chance. You're going to give us the kicker name of the team? Or are we doing it?
Some of them will be like that. Sometimes you give me the kicker's name.
Oh, it's going to be harder.
Yeah, go back and forth.
Here we go.
Okay, we have Adam. How do you feel about NFL kickers from the 1970s today?
From the 70s? Any of the last three, maybe even four decades, I'd probably feel pretty good about, but 70s is just past my reach. Good morning, by the way, guys.
Good morning, Adam. Adam, where are you calling from, Adam?
Here in Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Good. Lincoln Lister.
And
nice.
And your age?
I'm 44.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Advantage you guys
here. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
What's that? No, you're fine. 44 is a good age.
That's a great age.
All right, Adam. First question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question. Adam.
Chance to go to Italy.
This should be a layup, I think, off the bat. Adam, what team did Jan Stenerud kick for the during the majority the majority of the 1970s.
Really?
Say the name again.
Jan Stenerud.
Spelled like Jan.
Spelled like Jan.
Yeah. I've seen some vintage, you know, NFL films footage. I recognize the name.
Five.
Jan.
I know he's kind of an eccentric dude.
Four.
He was a skier.
Three. Two.
I'm going to say the Vikings.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job.
It's not the Vikings.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
so
we got it.
Yeah, this is easy.
Big part of our childhood.
It was. Huge part.
Yeah. I mean, it was. We would imitate.
Yes.
On fields. The Chiefs.
Wow. Jan.
Is great.
Imagine that. I can see him. He had the single bar helmet.
Yep.
Oh, Jan.
Kind of tall, skinny guy.
Yeah, he was. Lanky. Yep.
Now, this one will be the layup of, I feel even bad at saying this one. First question for you, Sip, up 1-0.
Dolphins.
No. What,
okay.
What NFL team did George Blanda come for?
Why would you do that?
Why would
I felt bad.
That is bad. Go
that
ahead.
Was back in the heyday. No,
that was the
great
day.
Franchise.
Number 16.
Yeah, it was a great franchise. It was a great franchise.
What
it's
else?
Not now.
What else did he play? Played quarterback.
Played
also?
Some QB.
Played some QB.
Played till late in life.
Yes.
He was old. I mean, he got really old in the league. Played with Stabler and those guys and Van Egan and Branch and Blitnikoff and Shell and Casper. Al Davis was the owner and of course,
all right, all right.
He's just peacocking over
the Raiders,
here.
Raiders.
Oh, thank you, Adam. All right. Hey, Adam, you're down 2-0 to stay alive. Last question. What kicker made a 63-yard field goal for the Saints in 1970, a record length that lasted for 40 years.
Layup.
Oh, it is a layup. And why am I drawing a blank?
I don't know. Just...
I can. He had the square shoe. And...
Maybe.
You might be thinking of someone else.
How much time is he getting?
5 seconds.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
I don't have an answer on that one. I'm sorry.
Okay. We have to give you the horns, and that's the game.
Yeah. Dempsey.
Tom Dempsey.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Dempsey.
This is kickers from the 70. We know like it was yesterday. Kickers right now, we don't even have any idea they even have a kicker on a team.
Give us another one.
Adam, keep going.
Adam, nice thank try. You. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate
hey,
you.
How about those Huskers, guys? Right. Let's get another dub tonight.
Hey, you Amen got greatest see. Hey, this will never happen again in your lifetime. Enjoy it.
Dub.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm soaking it all in.
Nice. Good job.
Boy, Adam.
Jake will be soaking it all in today at about 7 o'clock.
As Connor waits outside the bar.
Shivering.
Where are you at? Tapping on the window. Jake, we about ready to go to the game? Jake?
Gate 25.
Is Jake in there? No. Jake, he's over there. He's got his cone's out here. He must be in there somewhere.
Last question was just before tiebreaker. What kicker was mostly in the 1970s, but also was the MVP of the league in 1982?
Layup.
Ooh, go ahead.
Mosley.
Mark Mosley.
Redskins. He was, how about this? The MVP of the league was a kicker.
Gee.
He has to walk around and just flex. I was like,
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
just,
like Dolson.
Yeah, Dolson. Him, Mosley and Dolson in the Four Seasons Hotel.
They should get together.
They should get together. Yeah, and just talk about, who's over there? That's Mosley.
I looked up Dolson on their website. Pretty nondescript dude. Yeah. It would be like Keith ascending to the AD and Iron Cignetti. Yes. I mean, not that Keith's nondescript, but yeah, he was an associate AD at Indiana. Then he made the hire of a lifetime. Anyway,
now he's the key.
What's Bill's
tiebreaker here?
Yeah, Bill, hit it.
Tom Dempsey made 12.
Hit it. What does 50, hit it mean?
He made 12 50-plus yard field goals in his 11 NFL seasons. How many did he attempt? He made 12.
Okay, that's a good question.
How many did he attempt in 11 seasons?
19.
Ooh, I was going to say 17.
He was 12 for 39. Very low percentage for Tom Dempsey.
Dude, he's firing
him out there.
They sent him out there. Give it a shot, Tom.
He didn't try in his final 3 years and just won in his seventh season.
You know what happened was that he was making some long ones in practice and like going, give it a shot.
Let him roll.
You know, Tom Dempsey was like as big as a defensive lineman. He was a
big dude.
He was a big. I saw a picture. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a fun game show.
That was one of the all-time.
Kickers from the 70s.
Can't we just stay in the 70s? Understand why we don't.
We probably could have gotten every kicker.
Jake, we like to stay in better times.
I know you do.
Have you noticed that it's not better times right now?
Yeah,
have you noticed that?
It is for Nebraska ball right now.
Yeah, this is true.
This is the best time for Nebraska ball.
Yeah, this is the best times. Yeah.
Agreed. Also, we probably need to address, there's been a lot of, we need to do something. LPS has not been happy with us. There's hundreds and hundreds of kids that report in late to school
because
they stay in their parents' car to listen to Shut Up Sipple, and they refuse to go in. So this has happened a lot. So we're going to, I don't know if we can try to get back to our normal maybe 750. I don't know, but it's a lot.
We need to get the mayor involved.
The mayor, the governor. We'll get the governor involved.
I'd say go to Pillen.
Yeah, go to Pillen. We'll talk to Pillen about it.
Hour 3 is next, an early break in the ticket.